Welcome to the Greatest Places to Work show. I'm Samantha Viola, Director of Client Success at ANC Management. We help business owners reduce their medical costs, improve corporate benefits, and HR resources by utilizing the power of professional employer organizations. Stick around to the end of the show. We'll reveal how you can be our next guest on one of the fastest growing daily business podcasts on the planet in 15 to 20 minutes.
Welcome back to the Greatest Places to Work. I am your host. My name is Dan, and I am joined today by another person who is setting up a great culture of a great place to work. But before I get into who Bob is, Bob, I want to read a little bit of your headline from LinkedIn, because that's just, first of all, it made me laugh, but it also gave me real insight into, I think, maybe who you are. My favorite is that you're a crotchety old geek. You are a co-managed IT services guru and a fluent translator of IT to biz and back again. And those three, like, man, that's great. That like tells your story. Bob Coppedge, the head of Simplex IT. Welcome to the show, Bob.
Thanks. Appreciate the invite.
So the fact that you can be a fluent translator of IT to biz and back again, like, first of all, that just sounds so simple. I get what you do, but I love the crotchety old geek. That is awesome. Have you always been that?
No, I started out as a crotchety young geek.
Gotcha.
So that was like, I was hitting 2 out of 3, but and it took right me years to get that old thing. But I'm getting pretty good at that one now too.
Yeah, perfection. Practice makes perfect, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So Bob, tell me a little bit, if you would, about Simplex IT, your background. How did you get to where you are today? What does this journey look like for you?
Well, and it's interesting, because one of the things about whenever you talk about journey, whenever you talk about how did this happen, there's always that, well, by what perspective? Because there's so many, I could tell my personal story, or this is how the business developed, or this is how, whatever. The bottom line is Simplex IT, we're a managed service provider. We also do co-manage, which essentially means we're a strategic partner to help companies really succeed through the use of IT. It's not about us, it's about them. It's about what they get to do for their clients and for their employees. And we started the company in 2007. Prior to that, I actually had a long journey, whatever you want to call it, where I was a CIO for a manufacturing company, IT director, and did consulting for dozens of companies. So I've been kind of all over the place. But since 2007, I've been primarily focusing on the Simplex IT. So this one seems to stick.
And what does Simplex IT look like internally? Do you have mission and values that drive you and help you hire and all that?
So if you're going to succeed as a company, and I want to explain that I am an entrepreneurial expert because I said so.
I love that. Yeah. Why not?
So one of the things that you need to do if you're starting up a company, or even if you're just putting your shingle out yourself, is you have to know why you versus the other guy. What is it about your organization, your special powers, your whatever? I've heard it with superpower, value proposition, whatever. I really don't care. But what is it that makes you unique? And for us, it is, and we simplify the complex. We basically do a jerk-free relationship. We try to keep the drama out, all of those kind of things. And you'll notice I'm not saying anything about blinking lights or anything about technology, because quite honestly, that's simply a means to an end. And so that's really, and there's a little bit of an elevator pitch in there, and there's also a little bit of what the specifics are. But by knowing that superpower, by knowing, we are there to make them productive, not us. I don't care how productive my techs are or my employees are. If my clients aren't productive, then our definition of productive needs to be looked at again. Mm. And so we look at it from that perspective. And by that superpower, because we just call it the superpower, we could charge more if we called it value proposition, I suspect. But what are you going to do?
Probably, but that's fine.
Yeah.
Superpower sounds better. I like that.
It's cooler. At the end of the day, and I need all the cool help I can possibly get. But one of the things we want to be able to do is we want to be able to basically say, look, this is what we're going to engage with our clients about. And it can't be something we're going to come in out of nowhere. We're going to squawk. We're going to drop a lot of, and then we're going to fly away, or what I call seagull management. It has to be engaged with the client. So if we don't have a client who wants to become engaged with us to accomplish those things, it's not going to be a good fit. Mm-hmm. And that's one of the things I think is critical about superpowers is they have to turn some people off. There have to be some, whether they be clients or potential employees, there have to be some people who say, wow, that's what you do really well. This is not going to work out for us, is it? Because otherwise you're basically saying our superpower is we care.
That doesn't work.
Exactly.
Of course, everybody cares. Sure. I mean, not truly, but yeah, sure. You can care, whatever. But if you're everything to everyone, you're nothing to no one. So exactly. You're looking for that perfect fit. That's awesome.
Yeah.
How do you first recruit and then retain those employees, those techs you call them, who can simplify the complex, who can de-jerk the situation? How do you find those folks?
First of all, the concept starts always be hiring. You know, you should always be looking for people who, when you run into them, and I don't care where you run into them, where you basically say that person gets it, that person could understand it, that person could do it. And I've had situations where I've literally gone back 10 years later and said, hey, we met 10 years ago. We worked on this project long before I started Simplex IT. I noticed you may be looking for a change. Let's talk.
Wow.
You know, as well as, oh, you know, 6 months from now, we're going to be ready to hire this position. Here's a guy who'd be really good at it. Let's hire him now.
Yeah.
And so there's always be hiring. And the other is does everybody in the company understand what this means? If you look at the value proposition, the superpower as an externalized function, meaning that all we're going to do is we're going to talk about it to our clients, then it's at best, At best, it's a marketing plan, You know, so it's also got to be thrown around internally. And then it also has to be used when you're interviewing clients. So one of the things we have is everybody gets the water bottle. They get a personalized water bottle that has all the values on it. Nice. And we also have internal recognition programs where employees can nominate each other for doing something that really worked well on the values. And we call them Space Cadet Awards because we're a bit on the spacey side, back to the superpowers.
Yeah.
And we have quarterly what we call Tom Corbett, which if you're old enough and you're not, Tom Corbett was an old space cadet radio program back in the 50s. And it was Tom Corbett, Space Cadet. So we recognize, we reinforce, we talk about it. We're also a big believer in the entrepreneurial operating system, the EOS. Which has some really great ways to reinforce to everybody, hey, this is what we're about and this is what we do. So we're always looking for ways to nudge everybody. And by that, I mean me too. Mm. You know, one of the things I tell everybody is if I'm not doing it, call me out on it. I'll be the first one to hold your coat. Mm. You know, and I need that. I don't get everything perfect all the time. I mean, really, really close to all the time. At least 60% of the time.
You're really good at being humble, right?
Oh, I sure am.
It's so interesting that you talk about the EOS. I think Gino really got a lot right anyway. I'm not an expert by any means, but the simple things like communication, consistency, setting those goals, making them realistic, talking about them, that communication. It sounds like it's just kind of some simple stuff. It doesn't seem that complicated, I guess, right?
Yeah, I mean, at the end of the day, duh. Is a lot of response to EOS stuff. The thing though that I liked about EOS, because we were taking a look at whether we go with them or we go with Rockefeller or some of the other stuff, is the EOS scales well to organizations that are on the smaller side. Because I've been part, when I was CIO at one company and IT director at another, I went through strategic planning initiatives, which is essentially one way to put lots of white, large pieces of paper on walls, write things on them, and then throw them away. I'm sorry, put them away somewhere and they'll never be seen again. And the strategic plans were always these things that were top, and you want to say top down, but they were just top. You basically had management and you had the consultants and you had all that kind of fun stuff. They would go away for a couple of days. They come back, here are the results, and we'd never speak of it again. Whereas when you look at something that's EOS, and again, I'll also say Rockefeller Habits does the same thing to a certain degree as do others, where you can actually take that top, and by top, I don't mean necessarily management, but the strategic planning and all that, and then integrate it into the day-to-day operation, but integrate it so there's actual upwards conversation as well as downwards conversation. So because the people at the end of the day, the people who are doing the day-to-day work here at Simplex IT, certainly, they know what's going on a lot better than I do.
Sure.
You know, so I want their feedback coming up to me in a reasonable way, just like I'm sure they really, really want my feedback coming. Now they don't, but they're going to pretend. but they want my feedback coming down as far as what are our rocks in the EOS world, goals and objectives to everybody else.
Sure.
All that kind of fun stuff. So it's a good framework that allows for small, medium organizations to, like you say, really simplify, but also really integrate the strategic and the tactical, because that's where it falls apart, in my opinion.
And is that kind of the end all be all in today's employees, is just that communication, bringing it both ways? Or what are employees today looking for from you as a leader?
Well, of course, I can tell you exactly what millennials are looking for. Not even remotely. I don't know. You know, I mean, truly, it's one of those where, you know, I'm 63 now. I don't know, whatever it is. And I have no idea, and I'm not going to pretend to know. But here's the thing. All I can do is communicate openly and honestly about, this is what we've got. This is the direction we want to go. It's not a perfect direction, but it's the approximate direction. Yeah. Do you want in? And to show that those people, I don't care how old they are, but to show those people, I want you to help drive this thing. I don't want you to be just a robot at the end of it. Who's just, no, I want you to have a say, because I want your opinion. I want your input. There are things you're going to know that better than I ever will. And Stanley McChrystal, who was a former military head for the Middle East anti-terrorism, had a great book called Team of Teams, which really talks about the change of organizational structure so that the people who are in truly on the line of battle, in his case, but truly who do see the day-to-day operations, have just as much capability in terms of effectively communicating back up to management and to actually make changes that were still within the structure of the organization. It's because we have to be so much more mobile than we ever were. And the neat thing about this is, I think the millennials are set up to be that way.
Sure.
If we let them. And if we don't, they're going to get frustrated, because they should.
Yeah. So. It's interesting too, because, you know, we talk about millennials so often in media, marketing, all this stuff, but even whether it's Gen X like me, whether it's millennial, whether it's Gen Z coming up, I mean, I think this permeation of two-way communication and helping to direct the ship and all this, I mean, it's so empowering to have that, like, yeah, pay is important, but this is really cool. So actually, it's interesting to see that shift.
Yeah. And honestly, because I grew up, depending on what your definition of growing up is, I may still be, you know, work in progress, but whether it be late 60s, early 70s, and people were complaining and moaning about my generation and about how immature we were and how we weren't paying attention. Every generation gets dissed on by the older ones. That's just what we do, and vice versa. But you can also take a look at it from the standpoint of, these are the folks who grew up with this technology. It was not brought in as a work in progress. It was there to a certain degree. And it's only now, and one of the things I always talk about when I talk about IT, is that IT was originally much more T, much less I. It was all about the technology. The information stuff, yeah, secondary. And as we've gone through the process, IT is becoming more and more, or it was more and more, a combination of information and technology. Technology being the faster processors, the faster communication speed. Information being, well, what do we do with all this data? Mm-hmm. Now you're seeing more and more the breakthroughs are coming through with what we do with the information. Mm-hmm. So it's now information technology, and millennials are ridiculously well positioned to deal with that.
Yeah. So it sounds like everything's going really well. but I have to believe there might be an obstacle or two that you face. What are some of the biggest struggles that you have encountered with Simplex IT?
Well, I hate people. So, you know, there is that. And actually, there's some truth to that. I am not a people person, and that's been because you have that. If you want to call me a visionary, yeah, that's great. But I also, the company's not large enough to have an operational person. So I kind of have to be the operational person as well. And that's not my wheelhouse. And I've shown that. And we're now at the point where I basically have two people reporting to me and everybody else reports to them. And that's made everybody a lot happier from that aspect of it. The other thing is there is an absolute rise of commoditization. Where the skills, if you take a look at we are responsible for the IT of organizations and all that kind of fun stuff. More and more of that stuff is becoming automated because of what the vendors are coming out to do for a lower price and all of that kind of fun stuff. So the rule of thumb I use when I talk to other people in our industry is I think about 5% of all IT becomes commoditized every year. And so, the stuff that we were doing as IT professionals 20 years ago is pretty much completely automated in some form or another now. And that's going to continue. So we always have to, as service providers, we always have to be raising what we do and all that. Now, then at the same time, you've also got security. And security, it's a bit of a thing these days. Just a smidge. And we're doing a better job. But we're still doing a horrible job communicating to a lot of, especially in the SMB, the small, medium business market. We're still doing a lousy job communicating to everybody what the seriousness is of that. And the fact of the matter is that cyber crime pays. It pays ridiculously well. The profit margin is ridiculous. The risk is minimal. And they're operating out of countries that not only protect them, but assist them, all of that kind of fun stuff. So they're entrepreneurs, really. They have their own companies. They have their own employees. They have company picnics. They have newsletters. They have personnel, HR departments. They have marketing teams. They have all of these things. And these are all well documented. They are fantastic entrepreneurs who are always looking for ways to get their product out. Oh, by the way, they're also criminals, but they're always looking for ways to get their money through interruption of services and goods, on our side. And it's one of those, when you describe that aspect of it, there's a lot more of I understand greed. Yeah. I understand why that's driving people, but it's still one of those where the bad guys are so ridiculously well incentivized to come up with new ways to either trick our employees and ourselves into doing things inadvertently or to compromise the security or lack thereof that we have in place. And that's an interesting conversation.
Yeah. And so that's one of the things that your techs are helping with then as well, right? That's the services that you're providing. Yeah.
Absolutely. And we try to do a lot of, and you mentioned like the LinkedIn stuff. So we try to do a lot of videos. We do a video every business day on LinkedIn, and we try to make it so that at least one or two a week are dealing with IT and security and the like. And we try to make it, simplify the complex. It's one where we want you to understand why this is important, and we want you to understand that there's a problem and it needs to be solved. The solution, that's the easy part. It truly is, because if you get everybody to agree that it needs to be solved and that it's important to be solved, then you've got all the people in the room who are all pushing for the same thing. Mm-hmm. And that's, I know it. That's where the magic happens.
Yeah.
It's when everybody basically says, we need to do this. Let's do that.
And getting two people to agree is hard enough. Getting a whole committee is a whole nother level.
Well, it can be done. I mean, we did it when we went to the moon. We basically said we're going. There was no more of the maybe we should, maybe we shouldn't. It was a no, we should, we will, we're going to. And the rest, as they say, is sadly very old history.
Right.
But how do we build that type of working together?
Yeah. And I just, I saw this, this is totally random, not part of my script by any means, but I just saw the other day, the idea that between when the Wright brothers first invented flight or whatever, like first flew to when we got to the moon was only like, you know, less like 70 years, not even 70 years.
Yeah.
That's insane. Anyway, crazy what we can do when we put our heads together. So Bob, I want to give you one last question here, just a minute, but I want to make sure everybody who's listening, whether it's that LinkedIn that you just mentioned, those videos that you produce or SimpleX IT website, where do you send folks to connect with you to keep this conversation going?
Well, the first way, if you want it to be a one-way conversation, me talking to you, which I would wish on no one, but connect with me on LinkedIn. Because like I said, we've been putting out, I think we put out 250 videos over the past year. Some of them have been good, but absolutely there. Yeah.
A few anyway, I'm
sure. The other 245, we will never speak of again. but it's one where we've tried to take business concepts, and I love metaphors. I love storytelling. I love similes. I think those are the most effective ways that two people, you know, you're talking earlier about the whole, how do we communicate business to tech and tech to business? I think there's some great tools to do that. So that will be, and to take a connect with me on LinkedIn, and then also take a look at our website, simplex-it.com. We've always got webinars going on. We actually have a webinar later this month, meaning July, where myself and another security guy, we're actually going to put our black hats on, and we're going to talk about how we can make money being bad guys. Because again, I want to make that point clear to people. And then next month, we've got, we're actually going to start taking a look at Windows 11, Microsoft's next version of the operating system, that kind of thing.
Yeah. So excellent. So LinkedIn and the website are both places to go. So Bob, you've been around the block a little bit here. You mentioned your age earlier. I won't revisit that, but you got some experience. I'd love to know what your wisdom is telling you. What should employers be thinking about today for the future of their employees?
First of all, forget thinking about them strictly in terms of your organization and fulfilling organizational needs. Okay. Think about the employees first. And it's one of those where don't think of it in terms of think of your customers first and then how your employees, no, think about the employees first and how you can empower and embolden them. And do they know what you want to do with the business? Are they in sync? Do they know what your challenges are? Do they know whether or not you're reaching goals and objectives? If you were going to give a 10-minute passionate talk to the closest person in your organization, whether it be a co-leader, co-owner, co-manager, whatever, how much of that would your employees understand? And if the answer is none, then why should they follow you? Because you've given them nothing to buy into. You've given them nothing to actually say, this is the company I work for, and my opinion matters, my efforts matter, my existence matters. Because especially in days like this, we need that. And we need it both ways. I mean, I want my employees to tell me when I'm screwing up. I want my employees to tell me when I've got a potential problem with a client. And the only reason they will is if they give a hoot about it as well.
Yeah. People first business. I love that.
Yeah.
Bob Coppedge with Simplex IT. Thank you so much, Bob, for being a part of our conversation today and for being a great place to work, my friend.
Cool. Thank you. It was fun.
Hi, Samantha Viola here. Thanks so much for listening to the Greatest Places to Work show. If you're a successful business owner who would like to be on this program, please visit acmgmt.com/podcast/apply. If you got something out of this interview, would you share the episode on social media? Just do a quick screenshot with your phone and text it to a friend or post it on your socials. If you know somebody that would be a great guest, tag them on social media to let them know about the show and include our hashtag, Greatest Places to Work. I love to see your posts and great suggestions. We are regularly putting out new episodes and content. To make sure you don't miss any episodes, go ahead and subscribe. Your thumbs up, ratings, and reviews go a long way to help promote this show and mean a lot to me and my team. Want to know more? Go to our website, acmgmt.com, or follow us on LinkedIn, our Facebook page, and Instagram at acmgmt. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time.